Welcome back to our final episode of A Beaver Fever Friday. Kelly Schultz with you, along with a member of the BSU women's hockey team, Erica Wheelhouse from Kirkston, Minnesota, the defenseman who is known over her 4 years as blocking more shots than any other NCAA player this season and probably over in your career. Erica, you are the warrior on the BSU women's hockey team. Congratulations on 4 great years.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Well, talk about that mentality that you have of blocking shots. A lot of people would say you're crazy. There are a couple of women's hockey players that do have a very solid slap shot, and you've taken a couple of those blocks. How crazy is it to be out there doing that?
You don't really think about it at the time. It's more of just an adrenaline thing, and you know you want to do whatever you can to win. So I think blocking shots is something my sister and I kind of picked up in high school, and ever since then it's kind of become an expectation. So each year our shots kind of like increase, I'd say, by a few.
You mentioned your sister. Not many people can say that they got to play high school and college sports with their brother or sister. What was it like? Obviously, Marley graduated last year, and this year being the lone wheelhouse on this Beaver hockey team, what was it like just having that opportunity and then having to say goodbye to her as she headed off to grad school?
Yeah, it was really different. You could tell the coaches even noticed, because they didn't have to call us Erica and Marley anymore. It was just Wheelhouse, so they were allowed to use my last name. But not having her there, especially since she lived just across the alley from me, was kind of a big difference. She's always been a support system and one of my best friends. So I think she's doing well in grad school and things like that. So I see her pretty often.
Your team didn't get many wins this season, but still played with a lot of heart. What is the mantra of this Beaver women's hockey team?
We say it every year, just playing Beaver hockey, and that's just coming out and working hard. And I think this year we were a little inconsistent. We'd get blown out of the water one night and take the team in the overtime the next. So I think if the girls can improve on that for next year, they shouldn't have an issue at all. It's just all about working hard and giving it your all out there.
You guys were the only team to take the historical undefeated number one ranked Minnesota Gophers into overtime this season. And unfortunately that overtime game came so late in the season that you couldn't really bounce off of it and keep that momentum going. But talk about how just the adrenaline rush it was to take that team into overtime, and nobody had done it this season.
Yeah. It was pretty insane, the amount of focus on the bench and on the ice. Everyone was just trying to survive each shift. It's basically what it was. We spent a lot of time in the D zone, and it was all around great team defense from goalies to forwards to D. So when you spend a lot of time in your D zone, it's nice to be able to get that close to a team that's that good.
Well, and as a player, you've got to be pretty respectful of the fact that they accomplished what they did. Did you continue to follow them after your season was over?
Definitely, especially when they were matched up against North Dakota. As much as we wanted to see the Gopher streak get beat, we wanted them to beat North Dakota. So we figured if a team has to win, we want it to be a WCHA team. And the Gophers are a great team, probably the perfect team. They had a perfect season. So we wanted to see them go out of the way because they deserved it. So.
In your 4 years here at Bemidji State, would you say North Dakota is probably the team you enjoyed beating the most?
Yeah, didn't happen often, but definitely. And anytime we play them, it's always an aggressive game, and there's always exchanges made, and it's a fighting battle out there whenever we play them. So it's exciting.
Well, and of course, you grew up in Kirkston, not very far from Grand Forks. Did you have any connection to UND as far as former teammates or anything when you played here?
Growing up in Crookston, it was kind of you're either for the Sioux or against the Sioux, and my family was against the Sioux, so that worked out well. And as the years went on, I think a girl I played with in high school ended up going to the Sioux and was a redshirt last year, and she got some playing time this year. And it's great to see her have success and be able to play at this level as well. And I always cheer for her, just never her team. So.
Well, there were 8 seniors on this squad, and I know I just recently heard that Jessica Havel is coming back to play another year goal. Do you kind of wish you still had a little more eligibility left?
Eligibility, maybe, but I don't think I'd have the stamina to keep it up for one more year. So I'm excited for Bess, though. You know, she had to sit out the first 3 seasons behind 2 great goaltenders, and she finally gets to play here at the end of her senior season a lot, and to be able to come back and get more ice time, she's pretty excited.
What is your favorite memory of your time here at Bemidji State?
I think I've covered this in a previous interview, but definitely North Dakota playoffs, I think my sophomore year in the Purple Arena. It's just a great environment to play in. The fans were packed. We had even North Dakota fans cheering for us, so it was just a great environment, and each game was down to the nail, down to the wire, and unfortunately we didn't come out on the winning end, but a team like that, we were a family, and nothing got any better than that playoff weekend right there.
For you personally, what do you think is your biggest accomplishment here at Bemidji State?
Wow.
I know, that's a tough question.
Wow. My biggest accomplishment here at Bemidji State. I guess maybe the blocking shots thing, just trying to get the younger girls to catch on to that. I think this year, me and the other girls had a competition, the defense, and I get a half a point for every block shot I get, and they get one full point. And so at the end of the season, we had to see who won, and I guess I won. So,
yeah, 141 yeah. block shots.
But they improved greatly on their block shots, which was the whole point. So hopefully they can carry that into next year and someone else can win the title.
Just to give our listeners kind of an idea, when I say 141 block shots, the closest person in the NCAA for women's hockey had 66 less block shots than you. I don't know. I'm sure Coach Sertich probably wishes you were coming back next year just to kind of show the girls your work ethic. Has he had you or asked you to come back and be part of training?
No, not at all, actually. I think he's letting me enjoy my break from the team here in my spring just before I graduate. But I actually have to go back and help him with the testing for the girls. So I'll just be holding a clipboard probably and watching their form.
What are your plans after Bemidji State?
I joined the Peace Corps. So
wow.
I'll be leaving to the Philippines in July.
Oh, my goodness. What made you do that?
I don't know. I was just kind of going through ideas last summer about things I would want to do after, and I kind of didn't want to go back to school. So I started looking into the Peace Corps, and I just applied, and I never really thought I'd get accepted, but I did. So I accepted their invitation, and I'll be leaving this summer.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. I don't think I've ever interviewed an athlete that has gone on to the Peace Corps. And did you get to choose where you went, or did they pick?
You can put in a preference, but I didn't. And so I just you get interviewed, and they go through a list of questions, and then based on that, they'll fit you where they think that you'll be most successful at. And so I got the Philippines, thankfully. I don't think I would have lasted in Africa. But
now, is going into the Peace Corps, I know your major is what, psych?
Yep.
Is that going to help with your, your degree format? Does that kind of give you an advantage in going into the Peace Corps?
Definitely. They nominate you for certain things like agriculture and stuff like that. I was nominated for youth development, which is where a lot of my volunteer experience came with through the years. So I think my psych degree will definitely help in that aspect. I'll be working a lot, I think, with women and with children. And the first 3 months is just training. So how you do in training kind of decides where you go and what you'll be doing when you get there.
Wow, that's an incredible, incredible accomplishment and something I honestly admire going into the Peace Corps right out of college. Again, Erica, it has been fun for me. I've had a chance to watch you play for 4 years and block all those shots, and it was very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck. I'll see you Sunday at the Women's Hockey Banquet.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kelly.
Erica Wheelhouse, the senior defender from the BSU Women's Hockey Team, will be graduating this year, heading off to the Peace Corps in July. We wish her the best. And, of course, you can always catch the Beaver Radio Network BSU Women's Hockey broadcasts archived from the past couple of years on beaverradionetwork.com. We come back and we've got a couple more athletes to get to. We'll visit with Ashley Larva from women's track. We'll also visit with Andrew Benson from men's golf. We've got Crystal Bowen from the softball team and Bethany Thompson from the volleyball team as well. All that coming up next as we get back into a song here. Violent Femmes up next on 92.1 The River.